Hey, this is Tim McKernan, and I am here with Seth Goldkamp of Design Air Heating and Cooling, and I have been a longtime Design Air client. What separates you guys from everybody else?
It's becoming more common for companies to just get their foot in the door. They try to come up with different ways to upsell. They try to see how much they can make off of a customer as opposed to, hey, we're in there to do a service. We're going to do it well. We're going to do it for a fair price.
I don't know how many emails I have received from our listeners who experienced the incredible customer service Design Air Heating and Cooling provides. It's Design Air Heating and Cooling online at designairservice.com.
The choice of a lawyer is important and shouldn't be based on an ad.
If you're seriously hurt in an accident, you'll want all the money you deserve. That's called justice. But there wouldn't be lawyers if justice was easy. No, justice is not easy. It's fought for and it's won. At Brown & Crouppen, we fight for justice every day. If you want some, call 222-2222, because at Brown & Crouppen, justice is our business.
Ah, oh, my spine is tingling. My teeth are grinding.
All right. Okay. All right.
It's Ryan Kelly Morning After. This is 105.7 HD2 FM, TMASTL.com, YouTube.com/TMASTL. Timothy Michael McKernan, Douglas Elvin Vaughn, Kenneth Iggy Strode, Action Jackson, Virgin Pringle. The Plowhawk is talking it over with Alvin Mack as we welcome you back for the Appliance Discounters. 8 o'clock hour live from Normandy for the Michelob Ultra presentation of the Dotem. And look who has joined us at the dais, ladies and gentlemen. Back for the first time since 2019. Lisa Ann is here.
I've never seen
a gallery like this. They're so charged up. It's like Pinehurst in 1999.
I must say, you've legitimized everything with the banners.
Yeah.
Everything is just so upscale.
What do you think about that? Are we kind of now the elite?
You are the elite. I have photos that look nothing like this. I'm very impressed.
Doug, thank you so much for making this possible.
Well, I didn't do any of it.
Trust me.
Was it Jackson?
Trust me.
It was Jackson.
Yeah,
Jackson was in grade school when we started the show. Actually, he was in probably preschool.
Yeah, 04?
Yeah.
Yeah, kindergarten.
Oh, that can't be possible.
Lisa Ann, let's review last night's festivities. Iggy was stunned when you picked the Loomster and his lovely wife for the dating game. Kind of a Kentucky Derby-like long shot. But I saw Vanessa own your soul. And that, I believe, was the moment that you made the decision to choose her.
Yes, it was also, you know, she did a little prelim work, which I was very impressed by. Mm. She made her appearance at the counter, introduced herself, let me know of the up and downsides of the Loomster, and I felt she was being very honest, delivering me data that I could use.
Yeah.
And, you know, I used it. So he's got a great fan base, and all the stepdads love him.
They sure seemed to last night. And now you'll get to learn to love him tonight, I guess.
Well, I'm going to love her. I feel she's
tomorrow?
Neglected.
Oh, you don't
this
care much for him.
This is like the puppy that has one less leg. You know, you adopt that puppy. I feel bad for her because of the information that she gave me before, the prelim.
So this will be more like a therapy session for
it
them.
It will be. Yeah. It will be. I want him to up his game. They have been married for 5 years, though.
That's not that long.
It's a young couple that is very long.
For the spark to be gone, though.
I don't think it's gone. I think he just likes the stepdads a lot. And they like him a lot, too. They're his biggest crowd.
Lisa Ann, look at how beautiful a day we have here in St. Louis. Isn't this just wonderful?
It's like this almost year-round here.
I don't know
how much time you spend in St. Louis.
Right.
It's like this almost 12 months a year.
You kidding me?
No.
We have problems with our climate, to be real candid with you.
Well, we're lucky that it's not 100 yet, but it's going to be a hot one today. No rain. That's very exciting.
Yep. So you are dining tonight at Olive and Oak, correct? That is the move?
We are dining tonight at Olive and Oak. I'm very excited. She says the cocktail list is fantastic.
Oh,
she emphasized that.
Wow.
You know who's really excited is the, I think her name is Amy, who's going to be waiting on you.
Her name is Allie.
Allie. She
this is
really
already, the waitress has already been picked
cute.
Out.
Hold on a second.
There are things going on now. Now I'm intrigued. What is this about, Iggy? We already have the waitress picked out?
Well, Allie came up and, again, there.
She was at the event last
Many
night?
Women there last night who we didn't know about, and Allie introduced herself, asked if she could friend me on Facebook. I said, sure, go ahead.
Oh, no. Did she drop into your DMs, bra? Oh,
there was a friend request 10 minutes later. But she said she's a waitress at Olive and Oak, and she's looking forward to waiting on Lisa Ann's table tonight.
Get to the bottom
and
of this.
And she is beautiful, by the way.
She
just
is.
So you know, FYI. And her name is Allie. You did remember the first initial, but I followed through. It was very close.
Lisa didn't say buddy.
Yes, you didn't say buddy.
But
or kiddo.
But you're gonna love Olive and Oak. It's whether you like beef. I know you don't eat a lot of beef, but fish and the Dover sole is tremendous there if you like Dover sole.
Okay, all right. All right. And you'll be eating with us as well at another table, correct?
I didn't think I was coming.
Oh, Doug.
Didn't you come last time?
I was asked to come, but that's a late night for me.
Too busy.
You got to take photos. Who's going to take photos of this going
on?
Yeah,
where's Buck Swope?
You're our paparazzi.
Alvin Mack?
Yeah, Alvin Mack.
Well, if I can find a date. That blonde's listening that has to DM me. He's going to Jamaica. Call me.
Lord.
Doug.
Take her tonight. We'll see. I mean, seriously, though, I got like 4.5 hours sleep last night. So tonight could be a sleep night, but we'll see. Maybe.
Okay. A lot of excuses.
Seems like he's looking for reasons not to show up.
I'm not happy with him.
But I'm going to be at the cuck table.
You will not be at the main table for the Loomster family date.
No, that's their date.
Yeah, no, right. He's got to be at the cuck table. He's very comfortable at the cuck table. Very comfortable.
I've been there before.
Lisa, let's talk about the Plowhawks' performance last night in the second hour. I felt like he rose to the occasion. He's carrying that momentum over here into day one of the Dotem. Really emerged after being lifted up from that little cuck chair he was at the end of the dais. And then he followed suit with some wonderful, candid play-by-play of the festivities.
Is that where you want me to come in, Tim?
Yeah. That's your cue.
Okay. I would say I was pretty lit up. That transformation from first to second hour, I hit it heavy with the edibles an hour prior. Started to kick in, and I really think the food was the game changer, kind of that fuel that lasted me that last hour.
It reminded me of DiCaprio when the Quaaludes hit him in Wolf of Wall Street.
That's good comparison.
What it reminded me of.
Yep.
Great analogy. Good. I will say this. The way you can put food away and still be so svelte is impressive. But you did. You really kicked it up a notch. I love your energy. I always have. You're one of my favorite characters on this show.
What a treat.
Just fantastic. And I cannot wait to subscribe to your OnlyFans.
I'm excited, too.
Yes.
I think your endorsement along with a retweet or two will definitely, you know, you need to kickstart that immediately.
Sure.
And I think that will.
Maybe if you two shared a photo shoot, that would really get you started.
Yes.
I wouldn't want to drag her down that road. Oh. But Madison, my lovely girlfriend, she'll be the videographer.
I see.
Nice.
You know, she'll get into the dirty areas, I guess you could say, if you wanted to use a,
hockey term.
Yeah, kind of a fourth liner.
But it was fun. Yeah, I took a lot of food home. I think I ate like 8 wings like while driving.
You took a suitcase full of take-home food with you.
Yeah, I got in my car this morning. It was like ranch, like just everywhere. We'll take it to Munganak.
And I think, for one thing, for the people who weren't at Maggie O'Brien's last night, and the podcast of last night's show will be up on Monday morning, correct, Jackson?
Yeah.
Lisa Ann did acknowledge that the Plowhawk has a swag that you attribute to the fact that he is indeed a well-hung gentleman.
Oh.
He's got Big D energy. Yeah. I mean, there is no denying the Big D energy.
Man. And I told
you. That's not for Doug. That's not Big Doug energy.
No, I didn't think it was.
I told you, when I walked into Bastille, they knew before I even knew
that's a gay bar. Yeah. So.
Bastille?
Oh, it's freaking phenomenal. It's such a fun place to go. I'd recommend it if, you know, you get a house in St. Louis.
Yeah, I know you're looking.
There have been moments.
Well, be a
I
lot
may
of
or
them.
May not check Zillow.
There'll be a lot of them on your OnlyFans account, I'm sure.
That's fine. I mean, it's for everybody. And like I said, I'm actually excited for the personal DM messages if they get to that point.
Will you interact with them personally, or will you farm them out, as some of the OnlyFans content creators are prone to do?
I mean, I wouldn't say I would have a ghostwriter, you know.
Ghostwriter.
But I think I would.
Well said.
I would certainly crowdsource it. But sure. I think me and Madison together, we can put our heads together. I think I'd probably consult Cucky the Dwarf as well.
That's a good consultant.
He's good with his words. And I would just, you know, if I have to get him horny to make money, then that's what I have to do, Doug. Again, I like to clock in early and stay late.
Yep.
Madison's got to take a nice cut from the proceeds that come in if she's going to indeed go to the dirty areas.
Well, your money is her money, right?
Yeah. She said she's fine. You know, we'll take a cut of that. Maybe go to Negril or something.
Was it the glue guzzler who's said he answers the messages?
Yeah.
And that people think it's the female?
That's
correct.
So he's
basically sexting with another man.
Mm-hmm.
And you've done that before. Unknowing.
Well, I was back in the AOL.
No, what about the guy from Miami? You sexed with him all the time, am I right?
That's Gio Kai.
I don't sex with him.
I don't know.
He's a high school kid. We're sure he's 18 at least, right?
I don't talk.
Yeah, we had counsel check into it.
I don't talk dirty to Kai.
Clip that up.
Oh, to Kai. Kai.
Nice hole, though, Kai.
Oh.
Lisa Ann, you were not soliciting two-part questions, but they're coming in nonetheless. Doug, one of your favorite texters is Timmy the Tickler.
No, he's a weasel.
And he just texted in, looking to spice up our relationship at home. Any new sex toy suggestions? That's from Timmy the Tickler. Anything new out there? We had that fist that we had on the day.
That was last wild. Night.
It's in my trunk.
I know the newest thing is these toys that are usable through an app, right? So you don't even have to be in the same location.
Oh, yeah.
You can be, you know, your girl has the toy, you're at work, she's got the toy, you've got the app, you do this and that. I think that's pretty fascinating. Long distance technology.
I think that's like a perfect road trip toy. You know, I'm making my trip out to Montana in late July.
Are you?
I think that'd be a perfect addition. Leaving at midnight, so, you know, you get a little sleepy, you know, have one of your homies send you a tip. And it's a little vibrant. I think the more
you're driving?
Yes.
I think the bigger the tip, it's either the longer the vibration or the more intense the vibration. I'm not sure which one.
What's the range on those bad boys? Could you be in St. Louis and he in Montana? And
you can be around the globe, actually.
Oh, my goodness.
With the new cam sites, they've implemented using them so fans can pay an additional amount to operate the device for you. So they can be, let's say, I'm very popular in third world countries.
Oh, are you really?
That's where I'm trying to get your target market. That's my target market.
Their money's still good, though, isn't it?
It is, but they are uber creepy. This is new to them. They don't really know how to communicate yet. Yeah. They ask for things like, would you mind selling me a couple of your teeth? They really ask weird things. Well, yeah.
What would you sell a tooth for? What would you ask for?
I would not sell a tooth, Doug, because when you take it out of your mouth, the rest of your mouth is going to shift and ruin
like,
forever.
If it was some oil-rich sheik in Saudi Arabia who wanted $1 million for your tooth, you'd give it to him, wouldn't you?
Well, I guess you go to a homeless person, you make a split, you get their tooth, and you send it to that guy. Yeah. You're not going to send your own, right?
That's why I like your Dudes Do Better. I love when you bring somebody and you read the stupid comments you get and the DMs you get. It's just funny as hell.
Give me an example of what goes on Dudes Do Better for our audience who might not be familiar with your podcast, Lisa.
So Dudes Do Better is a new podcast. I've been working on the Lisa Ann Experience for years. I go through getting these guests. It's very elaborate. I study. I read books. Dudes Do Better is just the things that fly at my face on a regular basis. And I started it over having multiple incidents in one day. I had just had an edible, so Plowboy would be happy. And I sat down on my couch, and I was like, I'm not doing anything for the rest of the day. And I just out loud said, dudes, do better. And at that moment, I was like, you got to go to GoDaddy and see if this is available. And it was.
Dudes, you better.
Then you got to go to Twitter, Instagram, and it was.
Yeah, you got
to
buy them up right
so
away.
So now I got to start a new podcast.
Yeah.
So it'll be things like I post a photo of me in the city holding flowers, hat, sweater, gloves, coat, it's winter. And can I use the B-A-L word?
Like balls?
Yes. Okay, yes. I can say this. Okay. And somebody will write under this photo in all caps, I want to be balls deep.
Nice. Clip that off.
So now I engage. Now I get to engage. I will say to this said person, so what part, you know, my fingertips are the only part of skin showing and like a little bit of my face. What part of you made you send this all caps? It's very psychotic. And the guy writes back, well, I'm trying to find a mother for my 5 children. Like, it's even more psychotic. You know, so I go back and forth 5 or 6 times, and then I use that conversation as fodder. We call that the Creeper Conversations, which I also own the domain to that. A creeper's going to creep. So we go through that, and it also is my vehicle to bring on all the girls in the industry, and I get to ask them. What's the weirdest thing somebody said to you on social media? This and how do you deal with it? So it's allowed me to meet a lot of the young talent that I would never be meeting since I'm not in the industry anymore.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
And weird emails. You know.
I bet you do. My goodness.
When somebody says they want you to be the mother of their 5 children, that's pretty hard to resist, though, isn't it?
Well, you know, it's pretty hard to resist. Yeah. I more really would rather connect with child services and have them all taken away. So there's that. Dudes has become the easiest thing for me to do because on the daily I can just find one person and then go back and forth with, you know, where's your head at? Mm-hmm. What makes you express yourself this way? Yeah. And then we get fodder.
I even watch when you'll go live on Facebook. and I'll get a notification Lee Sand is live. If I see it in time, I'll go. And I just read the comments like, take off your shirt. I'm like, my God, can't she even get on Facebook and talk to you guys normally and say hi?
Take off your shirt, bend over, show me your feet, twerk, then back to take. So what I'm starting after this trip is we're going to do the under-over. So I'm going to do a poll before I go live, and it will be like over 5 times someone asks to see my feet within the first 6 minutes.
Really?
And
so
then I'm
going to
give
like
away
Dudes
thing. Do Better t-shirts as incentive for us to engage because now we can have fun with this. It is such a common thing.
So is that like more than take your shirt off? That's the number one request?
I would say 90% of the people in there are saying weird things, right? If I have 1,000 people and 800 of them are barking demands at me, and it's usually feet is the highest, right?
Wow.
Feet is the highest.
Really?
Then it's take off your shirt. They also don't understand how Facebook works because if I did take off my shirt, I'd lose
gone.
My account.
Right, right.
And they just bark it like they think they're in a webcam session, right?
Yeah.
Like they're telling you what to do. It's my friends just like to go on and read it because they laugh so hard at work. They're like, this is ridiculous.
I see Marry Me quite a bit on there, too.
Marry Me.
Spelled M-E-R-R-Y.
Oh, that has to be so attractive.
Uh-huh. And I always say, I just can't because you don't know how to spell. Otherwise, I would have taken the proposal.
Mm-hmm. Huh. I bet some of it's guys just trying to be funny. But a lot of it's the creeps.
I think probably 90% are creeps with no self-awareness.
Really?
Yes.
Just lonely, probably.
New to the internet, not sure. I had a good one yesterday morning at the airport. A guy, Frank, who is now on like his 800th Twitter account, and I've realized he doesn't know why.
So you just keep blocking him?
I keep blocking him, and now it's like Frank432876, and he just comes right back. Same big head shot where it's just like his big head right here. And so yesterday I had posted something from the airport. And he wrote, I've always been so in love with you. So I decided, like, I'm going to write back to this guy. Like, first and foremost, you can't be in love with a stranger. I'm a stranger. We go back and forth. And he's like, well, I just wanted to have dinner with you. And I'm like, well, if every one of my followers, let's do the math here. Where is this entitlement coming? What is your problem? Like, take a walk. Step away from your computer. Then he apologizes. And I just, at the end of the apology, I write, no forgiveness. Because once a creep, always a creep. It's obsessive because it's heavy, right? It's scary because every guy that's like, I love you so much, that's a lot of pressure for me. It's like, okay, so I should be like eyes on the swivel because if you're in love with me, you're probably going to approach me.
Yeah, you're right.
And what people don't realize in New York is I like to play this game where I post photos, maybe Central Park, maybe Brooklyn Bridge, but I never post same day. But when I post, they all go there.
No way.
And they all go there. And they all tweet. Like, they find the Rock. And they're like, you know, I'm here. I must have just missed you. I'm like, you idiot.
Oh, my God.
I would never post same day for that reason. What are you going to do?
Oh, my God. So they go there
where
you were.
They go there right away.
Oh, my God.
And they think
God.
I'm there. I'm like, yeah, it's so funny.
Oh, that, like, makes my skin crawl.
Yeah.
Ah.
So do you have to have security with you a lot?
I do. I do. I don't leave anymore. Unless it's during the day and I'm running a couple quick errands myself.
Yeah.
There's an armed guard with me everywhere I go. And
really?
There's armed guards at my building where I live, which is one of the reasons I moved there.
And so, this is New York.
Yep, New York City.
Is
so
that
I'm
because
not
it's who you are or just in general you need an armed guard?
A little bit of both. It's amplified with the crime right now. But really it's who I am because what I've realized is this is the relationship they have with me. It's very one-sided, but it's very real to them. You know, they might spend a couple hours with me every day, and they're building this love fest. So when they approach me, they come right in. Like, they're here.
Really?
Yes, and my security will see them, and, like, he'll see someone from across the street, and he'll be like, okay, 2:15 your time, right? And I look, and I'm like, okay, this guy's cutting sideways in the middle of the street to run up and get him. And they're always like, oh, my God, Lisa, I love you so much. Oh, my God. And I now have this talk, and I'm like, so when did we get here? I'm from the generation of doers. You know what we did? We had sex. And we talked about it. And we shared people. You know, this guy in high school was really good. You should be with him. And we went with the kids today called body count.
Yeah.
You know, you're at 500.
He's at 500. He gave you that picture last night, Lisa.
I'm a little
Lisa.
Over you.
500.
But now, when did this sense of pride come from sitting in front of a screen alone and doing this with yourself? Go out there and get inside someone.
Oh. Put that off. That should be a new T-shirt, Jackson. TMASDealShop.com. Go out
right
there
now.
And get inside of someone.
Do you
someone.
Agree, though?
Yeah, and then you have the other ones. I would think, too, the ones that really just adore you, they're probably safe. You can't take chances. But then you have the ones, and I compare it to whether you're an adult actress, whether you're a stripper, whether you're naked at Hedo. Because of that situation, people think you're just fair game.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Well, she screws on screen. I can just go grab her boob. People so like that just think, well, I can do whatever I want.
My assistant says this. She says, you know, Lisa, they've never seen you say no.
Mm.
You've always said yes. Mm. And I said to her, what kind of film would it be if I said no? She goes, well, you should have tried it once because you've never said no. So they're just shocked that you don't want to say yes. So that's what she says.
Yeah, probably something hilarious. To that.
You never said no. What kind of movie would this be? But it's a strange thing because my friends that are athletes or other celebrities, when they see people approach me, even though they have fans, they're like, yo, the approach is so different with you. Like, they trip because guys just come at me and they, you know, they'll say something like, you know, there was that scene, you had on that red dress and your hair was up. And then halfway through the scene, you decided to take your hair down. Do you remember? And I'm like, yeah, that's like in the fourth quarter when you decided to be a three-point shooter and you're usually not a three. Why would you ask me that? And I ask them at that point, I say, did that make you stop? Like, were you not able to complete?
Interesting follow-up.
And they're like, well, I had to take a moment and, like, reprocess, pause the seat. And I'm like, oh, that's you, and you need help.
Oh.
Help.
Lisa Ann with us here. We are at Normandy for the Michelob Ultra presentation of the Dotem. We will get underway at 10:30, so 2 hours from now. And Donut Drive-In will be arriving. Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert, has his tent already ready for Bloody Marys. Doug, a pony is expected here at Normandy. Iggy will be driving around with Learn. Doug will be putting. You're going to be putting on 9. You've been out there kind of running the stint meter there, and you feel like that's
No, I don't even know where 9 is. I assume it's close to the clubhouse.
It's literally Doug, like, right there.
Could be more convenient.
All right.
Plowhawk will be striking the ball on number 12. That's playing 121 downhill today. Little Hawk with you. How are you going to approach that?
Soft little 6-iron. No, okay, I'll probably do a 9-iron.
And I will be at number 5. The great Michael Wellington of Birdies for Bipolar. We'll be here, and we welcome you to get involved on the show by 314-881-TMA5, your text at Engineer and Design Facilities text inbox. And you are also welcome to email in for our Design Air Heating and Cooling email of the day and the Steve Schmidt Key of North County phone line 636-900-4TMA. Lisa Ann, now you've been to St. Louis 4 or 5 times, I feel like, that involved with this show. Probably were here before.
Yes, I used to go to that Hustler Club.
That's in Washington Park.
Not in the greatest area.
Washington
Park,
Illinois.
Not in the greatest area.
No, Washington Park.
I've never gotten that impression when I've been there.
Am I being wrong, though?
Or you hit that pretty much right on the head.
Yes, okay, so I was right.
Yeah.
So, yes, but this is a different, you know, totally different visual
than
the Hustler Club in that area.
What when you think of St. Louis now? What do you think of now that you've become associated with our show and the listeners here love you so much?
I think great people.
Nice.
A lot of fried food. Not a lot of whole fruits and vegetables. Very hard to get a banana up in here. Like even the Starbucks at the hotel, like every Starbucks has bananas always, right?
There's no fruit.
There was no bananas. Well, there was fruit. I did buy it. I ate it last night. They're just, you know, in the cut fruit. But
Yeah. I know what you're saying.
So, but I love the people here.
We need an extra layer of fat because of the winter.
I understand this.
Well, you'll see it today.
You've probably already gotten a little peek of it. Yeah. What are you doing to stay? I mean, you're in just incredible shape. I mean, incredible shape.
I work out
every
day.
This isn't said in like a creepy, you know, I got my hand in my pocket thing.
Oh.
This is just, you just celebrated your 50th birthday, had a huge gala with a bunch of friends all over the country.
I'm not believing 50.
Isn't it amazing?
If someone said you
would
were 28.
Would you like to see my identification?
I may
ID.
Have to.
Doug's
my government-issued ID.
You literally look almost half that.
Thank you so much. I work out every day.
Do you ever, what are you doing? Are you lifting, cardio? What's going on? Yoga?
I do cardio. I do yoga. I do Pilates. I have a basketball court at my building. I have an indoor pool at my building.
Nice.
The rooftop pool opening tomorrow so I can get my tan on all summer.
Oh.
So I shoot hoops every day after my workout. But I just get up every day, routine. Workout, shoot hoop, sit in the sauna. Like, fitness is my life.
No.
So I love it, and it really pays off.
Do you miss LA?
Older. I don't. I go back every other month and visit.
No, so it doesn't matter, yeah.
But, like, the traffic, the fires, the crime there is so different than New York crime. At least New York crime, you're in the city and you kind of expect things, right? In L.A., they're just following people home in their car.
Really?
Yes. The stat right now is 1 out of every 8 people will be robbed in Los Angeles before the year's end.
God.
That is the stat. On the news, they tell you don't carry a purse, don't wear flashy jewelry, don't drive a nice car. They're just telling everybody what not to do to not get robbed.
Well, they've even legalized shoplifting, haven't they? Anything less than 900.
New York's the same, though. So now in New York, all the stores are going to full plastic. So you walk in, it kind of looks like something you'd see on the Jetsons. Everything's futuristic, but everything's closed. So you have to press a button.
Yeah.
The woman comes over, gets you out. The one thing, every store now is on lockdown.
I've seen pictures of that.
So we just get everything like delivery.
Isn't that sad?
That's
what it's come to.
It is sad. But like, I've been in my little Duane Reade by my apartment, and the guy walks in, he's got his bags, you know. He gets everything he wants, you know, casually. He's enjoying his shopping. He walks right out.
Just walks right out. And what do they do? Yeah.
Nothing. There's nothing. Unless it's more than $1,000. And it's only a $25 ticket now because we're just so soft on crime. So the girl working at the counter isn't going to stop
them. Right.
But, like, if you need Band-Aids, you want to be able to walk across the street and get them. And the girl's always like, you'll never get Band-Aids here. They're always, like, the first thing stolen. They're a hot commodity.
Did you see what happened in the stock market yesterday? Some of these retailers, Walmart, Target, just
plummeting.
Tanking.
And now they're predicting Amazon to tank today.
Yeah, between the theft and the higher wages that they have to pay and the increased fuel prices, a lot of these retailers are really struggling.
This is the time that I buy.
Amen.
Yeah. So I am buying into the market this year during this dip in a big way, so it doesn't, you know, that you taking advantage of a sale.
You're all about game theory down there, aren't you?
Game theory.
That's all what it is.
Yep.
And you went last year in the football season, went like 60% against the number or something like that?
I did. You know,
that is ridiculous.
I'm going to finish even stronger this year. I've been invited to do a draft during Hall of Fame week in Canton. I'm very excited to get to do a tour. And everything else, I'm going to do a big draft there. And because I'm not doing baseball and basketball this year, I've already started to slow roll my football studies. Like, I'm already, like, getting into it because I'm not doing basketball and baseball. So I could be like,
you're ahead of the curve. Yeah. Here's a question. I think it's wonderful that, and maybe you would be able to identify a time, like a year or an era when this changed. Like 20 years ago, you having been in or in the industry would have never been welcomed to Canton for something like you're going to be a part of, or how now you're a regular with Sirius. And I realize Barstool is a newer brand, relatively speaking, with
and
younger
you
audience. In our operation, I mean, I've always welcomed the adult community just because of my habitual masturbation.
Clip that.
But
gotcha.
Isn't it great that people now don't necessarily... I mean, I'm sure it still goes on. I can't possibly put myself in your shoes, but it is more accepted as opposed to demonized. At least I would think it is. You live it. You can tell me.
You are so right. And it's huge. And I really forced the shift myself. You know, of course, it wasn't easy when I first started working with Sirius. Not everybody was on board. The company was. But, of course, there were other hosts and other people were like, oh, this girl just has a big following, and that's why she's getting this gig, but it's not going to. And it made me work harder at it. Because I wanted to be good. Because then I'm proving to people it's not just because I have a big social media
following.
Yeah,
you're shoving it up their ass. When you're on, your football knowledge is better than anybody's.
And I love surprising people. And I think through women like myself, other people in the industry who have moved on to do other things. You know, I see Liquid Death over there. And Joanna Angel is a Liquid Death water fairy. So she's out there.
Liquid Death water fairy.
What is that? What the hell is that?
She's like working with Liquid Death out there as a rep. Introducing the brand to different restaurants and places. So I think we're really opening our mind to see there needs to be a secondary life for everybody. Athletes are seeing this as well. They're all getting great broadcast deals. You know, you're right, though. I've watched it change, and I would say the biggest shift has been in the past 10 years. And then during the pandemic, like, everybody started an OnlyFans, so it became super normalized to have an OnlyFans. And who's going to judge this now?
So why do you think it happened? If it did, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe my hypothetical here is off. That people don't go, oh, well, she's in porn. We can't associate with her. I'm sure there's still that portion that views things that way. But I feel like now it's like, oh, Lisa Ann's on. And people don't go, oh, well, she was the one who's nailing Palin. So we can't possibly have her around. You know what I mean? Like,
true.
I feel like it's changed.
It's totally changed. I think we've all opened up as a society. Yeah. I think people are less judgmental. I think people have now realized, hey, if this doesn't affect me, why should I be judging her?
Yeah.
Why should I let this bother me?
Amen.
Why should I have a negative opinion about what someone else chooses to do that doesn't really affect me in a negative way at all? And I think also people have finally gotten to, we've been humanized because of social media. Mm-hmm. We've been able to share who we are, what we do, whether we cook, whatever we're sharing. And now we're more relatable. There was a time where you only saw us on a VHS or you only saw us on the internet in one way. And now we've been able to share our lives.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah,
and
that makes sense.
Really, we become, we connect with people. For me, a lot of it is fitness, diet, food, you know, skincare. Of course, now turning 50, I have so many women coming to me and saying, you know, what do you use? What do you do? What products are you into? How do you take care of yourself? And I realized these are women that probably 20 years ago would have never wanted to ask me a question.
Right. All right. I think that's great. You were interviewed in the New York Post, I think, last week, if I'm not mistaken, about your thoughts.
So it's funny you say this.
On Twitter with Elon Musk.
This was not an interview.
This was not an interview? What happened?
They took a clip from Dudes Do Better.
Oh, did they credit Dudes Do Better?
They did. They even gave me a link. It really helped Dudes Do Better.
Oh, great to hear. That's awesome.
But what I didn't love was they gave me a fake clickbait title. And the title said, Lisa Ann demands Elon Musk ban adult content from Twitter.
And that is not representative of what you said.
At all. I never used the word ban. I was definitely talking about an age gate, an ID platform like they're using in England where, you know, this isn't just for adult content, but it's for imposters. It's so a 50-year-old man can't be talking to a 14-year-old girl. We need to find a system that is going to provide safety nets on social media. Do you realize that I got death threats day one? Day one after
no
that clickbait
way.
Title, the industry turned on me. Nobody read a 200-word article or clicked on the clip from Dudes and saw that I never used the word ban. I never said remove it completely, but I don't think we should be sharing it with 10-year-olds. So then I had to have a rebuttal. Everyone comes to me. It's free speech. So I went back to them and said, tell me this. Can you use free speech to buy alcohol at 12? Can you use free speech to buy cigarettes at 10? No, you cannot, you idiot. It is not free speech. It is protecting young people, minors. It is making the internet. We need to make the internet safer. And we need to really think about what we're sharing on social media.
And I felt like one of the thing, and maybe you felt this, maybe you didn't, maybe it's a bad read, that some people are like, oh, Lisa Ann is now anti-adult.
Okay, I also found God. I found God and that I'm anti-porn. And between, can I use the FMers on here? I could use that term.
FMers.
Feverish.
I just said it.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
So between,
I just said habitual.
Between the industry coming at me, the feverish masturbators were irate with me, and then the incels. So you guys, you know, have you fallen down the rabbit, Jackson? You know what incels
are. He did right away. He
went, involuntary celibates?
Yep. Yes.
Yeah.
And they and do you know that,
don't say it too loud around here.
Do you know that in 2022, March, the FBI released a statement that said incels are our largest terrorist risk in the United States.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Really?
Yeah.
That kid.
Yeah.
The Buffalo shooting incel.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Wow.
These are they speak on the dark web. They can't find out. I'm consulting on a project for Netflix right now, so I've had to study this in depth. And what I've learned is if they don't have a good jawline, these kids will actually punch themselves in the face to try to build up scar tissue. They hate men who can get women, and they hate women who are having sex. So they're just angst.
What in the world?
And the average incel started watching adult content through Twitter at 10 years old or through their Xbox or their PS3. So this is like a real thing. And these are like, you know, the people that go out and do horrible things.
Holy crap.
I'm obsessed with learning. So now when somebody is really mean to me on social, I'm like, yo, why are you throwing me some incel vibes? And then they have to Google it, and then they're so insulted that I think they've never had sex. And it's like a wham, bam. I'm like, I don't know who you are. Voluntarily celibate men.
Oh, wow. That is good. That's good knowledge there. What is the project? You're consulting for Netflix? Look at this.
Yes, you will know more about it in the future, but it's going to be it's going to be a big project, really educating parents, people, how easy it is to get this content, and then interviewing men who have gone through rehabilitation programs because they become addicted. You know, there's a large group of men, 18 to 35, in this incel world that they're virgins, and they're, of course, angry about being virgins, and you can't go and tell a 35-year-old woman you're a virgin. You know, nobody wants to do this, right? So they did the man on the street for the sizzle reel, And they were asking all these questions, and they said it was just unbelievable how many kids started watching on their PS3, on their gaming device, because Pornhub, browsers, all these platforms, they feed in little you know, boxes. The kid clicks on it, hooked, got his headphones on, is watching every day for the rest of his life. So what we've realized is there's now rehab programs. We're going to interview these men that have gone through rehab, how they broke away from it, what it did to their intimacy, and also the dopamine release at such a young age throws them on a tailspin of problem solving when they're older. It's like a young kid getting addicted to drugs. It's the same thing. So this is going to be a fascinating series.
Wow.
And you started doing a lot of that with the seminar, then you were with Dr. Ruth, then you went to Turkey.
I spoke at the Oxford Union. I got to go to Turkey during the pandemic.
How was that?
It was so cool to land at an empty airport and hear her stamp my passport, and it echoed through the whole airport. We had to test every day for 10 days while we were there. I did the trip with Rocco Siffredi. He was my male cohort.
Doug, he has quite a plow.
Quite a plow.
Oh, he's a farmer?
And Twitter is one of the reasons they did this, because, you know, adult content is not legal in their community, in their culture.
Yeah.
But because they can find it on Twitter, and Twitter is not labeled an adult website, kids are seeing it.
Ah.
And so they're having an uptick in tragedies because of, you can't really have sex out of marriage there. Of course, you only have sex there to get married. So doing that, then the Oxford Union speak. And, you know, I forged this lovely relationship with Dr. Ruth, who that day at the speech wrote her number down on a napkin. And when I finally had the courage to call it, of course it was her landline. And she answered, and I was like, and all through the pandemic, every day I would, like, say a prayer. Please let Dr. Ruth live through this pandemic, because I want to see her, but I can't go see her.
How old is she now? She's got to be
95.
Oh, wow. Really? Wow.
Because she was big. She's 30 years ago.
They're doing a Broadway show on her life, so I'm going to get to be a part of helping her promote this Broadway show. I sent her a copy of my new book. She called me immediately and wanted, like, 10 more copies signed for family and friends. She loved it so much. She still speaks in very broken English, where her assistant had to read it to her. He's lovely. And he read it to her cover to cover because she wouldn't let him stop. She loved the book so much.
How about that? That's super cool. Your questions, comments are always welcome here. Lisa Ann joining us for the Michelob Ultra presentation of the Dotem. Also, Family Golf and Munganast, a sponsor here. Donut Drive-In will be arriving. And we will have J.J. Twiggs of Southampton providing food following the round. And for lunch today, Tom Schmidt and Salt and Smoke providing delicious barbecue starting at around 11:30. Salt and Smoke, a great friend of the program for a number of years, and Tom Schmidt now has 5 locations, including Ballpark Village for before, during, and after Cardinals games. The team at Salt and Smoke have been passionate about treating meat right for years and are excited to bring our St. Louis-style barbecue to the Del Mar Loop, Hampton in South City, St. Charles, Central West End, and Ballpark Village. And if you are looking for a job this summer, they are hiring. They are short employees, and therefore, to incentivize people, they're offering signing bonuses for cooks, 401ks, health insurance, and also there is growth available. And as far as working for quality people, I will vouch for Tom Schmidt and the people at Salt and Smoke all day long. Absolutely the best at Salt and Smoke, providing lunch here at the Dotem. And if you are feeling a little lethargic, if you have put on some weight, low energy, low motivation, and just experiencing some anxiety or some mood shifts, I would recommend checking out Mentality today at lowtusa.com. That's lowtusa.com. If you're experiencing decreased mental acuity, attention span, and stress that can cause focus issues on even the most simple tasks, or belly fat being bloated and lack of lean muscle and tone that used to be easy to get rid of or maintain, check out lowtusa.com. Mentality has 2 locations in the St. Louis metropolitan area. I went there and got tested a few weeks ago. Very easy process. The results incredibly enlightening. The program also is wonderful for men in their 30s, in their 40s, in their 50s. Check it out. Mentality is a local healthcare facility specifically dedicated to helping men feel better and perform at their very best. They are online at lowtusa.com. Doug, good news. Deke Dotem is texting in, even though he might be at a wedding. Hey, Lisa, just a one-parter. My father-in-law continues to claim that he is receiving jellyfish bites on his chest and needs my kidney water to douse the stinging. He lives in the Midwest. Is he lying? It's from Deke Dotem.
Regardless, you should just do this for him because he's your father-in-law. And amen. It's a great way for you to cleanse by drinking a ton of additional water to share with that golden action there.
Yep. Oh, don't say golden action. Yep.
Golden action, Doug. It's another T-shirt. Mike Flanagan, golden action, please. Kidney water. Doug, kidney you like water. That kidney water?
I don't
water.
Care for it, no. And I don't buy the jellyfish stings at all.
But they say that works. You know, they say that's what you're supposed to do, Doug. You're supposed to use
but we
the
don't have jellyfish
water.
Around here. This is dead. There are, in the Midwest.
River there are. That River de Pere has a huge amount of jellyfish.
You know, global warming, I would believe that maybe some jellyfish are here now.
I don't know that they
probably
are.
Probably some in the pond right there off 4.
Yep. That is true. That is true, though. When I lived in Bermuda, and I would go back in March, and March and April were the time that the jellyfish were just abundant, where you would go to the beach, and if you didn't watch where you're walking, you step on one. And I can't tell you how many times in March and April you walk down and people are just peeing everywhere. They're peeing on each other.
Oh, no.
Everybody's getting bit.
Golden spring.
That's all you can do. Walk down. How you doing? There's a guy peeing on a wife's leg. There's a guy over there peeing on another guy. Jellyfish bites everywhere.
I mean, it's better than trying to, you know, go leave the beach and find some sort of solution for it. You got it there. Just do it.
It just cures it immediately?
Well, it takes the sting away.
Does it?
Yeah.
What? Why don't people just carry a bottle or something?
Of urine?
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds like a better idea, Doug. Okay, that sounds like a great idea.
Rather than have some big fat guy pee?
I think
it's your son-in-law. It's different. It's better.
You need the heat, too. Like, that's a part of it.
The warmth of the kidney water.
It's got to be fresh,
it's got to be fresh, it can't be room temperature.
Doug, you wanted me to get a question from the recovering alcoholic from Belleville in Webster Groves, and he did just send one in. I don't know what this means. Hey, Lisa, what are your thoughts on Beauty Counter? My wife loves Beauty Counter and also Tim Seed. That's from recovering alcoholic from Belleville and Webster Groves.
Why do I not know what Beauty Counter
is? Okay, see, I don't know what it is. I don't know what this is. What is it?
I don't
Anybody
know.
Anybody know? Iggy, are you familiar with
this? You know everything.
I know.
Look at me. You think I know what a Beauty Counter is?
Hold on.
No. Is it like a...
Jackson's on it.
Jackson's on it. Jackson, good producer right
it's
there.
It's a cosmetic company.
I've not ever heard of it.
Direct to consumer.
Oh, direct to consumer. Nope. Probably one of those things you buy on Instagram and they keep sending you something.
Yeah, I was about to say. Yeah. Recovering alcoholic. Let's see what we got here. I know she is out of the industry now, but Lisa Ann, what is your opinion on the way the industry is now with what's popular and the amount of money some people in the industry make from it? That is from the 636 area code.
You know, I love to see people making money, so I think it's great. I think OnlyFans really allowed performers to create their own content, build their own world, and make choices going back on set. Now they're really only working for people they want to. They're really only doing things that they want to. So I think that's been great. I wouldn't want to be a producer right now because every producer tells me it's really hard to get girls to come to set because they're making so much money on their OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Why would they sit in traffic and drive and go to a location and do this and that?
So do girls just do scenes, quote-unquote mainstream scenes, for the purpose of building their brand for OnlyFans? Is that the business model?
They do. Yeah, exactly. Okay. So now they can do less. But I think it's great because it's put the power back in their hands. It has weeded out some of the companies that weren't so great. But the money is always going to be there. It's a recession-proof business. We saw it during the pandemic. No matter what's going on, people were making more money than ever during the pandemic with OnlyFans and all their scenes.
And it's giving these girls a chance to move out of L.A.
Yep, they can live anywhere.
They
can
go back home.
They can go
live
somewhere where it's less expensive and have a bigger home to shoot in, so there's that freedom, too. It's been great.
What sort of scene should Plowsy shoot for his initial OnlyFans debut?
Great question, Doug.
Well, thank you.
I would like to see some POV with Plowsy holding the camera so that we get Plowsy's point of view, because then the guy really feels like it's him. You like POV, Iggy, right?
And JOIs, yeah.
It's a little bit
what
different.
What the hell is that?
I'm going with the initials. Yeah,
I rarely have seen Lisa Ann in uncomfortable, but there was a tinge of it right there.
No, POVs are fine.
Because that is the number two thing asked on OnlyFans. Number one is, of course, ratings. Every guy wants to pay you a ridiculous amount of money for you to tell him that it looks great. Am I going to tell you it's awful? So I get out the thesaurus. I've got to, like, be descriptive. It's fantastic. I like the girth. Every guy. But the JOI is the second most requested thing. They want instructions on how to do it. And I think, you know, you're driving that bus. Like, you should know how to do it. Every guy likes it different. Some guy likes a turn. Some guy likes torque.
You're a torque guy. You like to create some lag.
I disagree with it. It's not really the instruction. I mean, you like the dirty talk. That's pretty much it.
So there's where the Facebook weirdness comes in. My girlfriend says it's just my voice So she says, it's just your voice that makes people get weird because they're so used to hearing your voice unseen. So I get it. They just want my voice telling them how to do it. But I don't know. I have to ask like 10 questions.
You can tell your friend next time you talk to her. I haven't talked to her in a while since she was on Me and Biff show.
Which friend?
Yeah, who are we talking about right now?
The best of JOIs is Alex Lynx.
Oh, okay, good to
she
know.
She is fabulous at that.
Doug, Alex Lynx is the best at it.
She's carved out a little niche for herself.
I mean, you have to have a little bit of acting skill to do that. You can't just kind of go, okay, here's what I want you to do. Okay. You have to kind of get into it. She enjoys it, I think.
Yeah, okay, that's her thing. So, yeah, the JOI is a totally different initial.
Beercats has just issued a statement. Lisa Ann, I don't know if you're aware of this, but Iggy has requested that some of the people, or all of the people perhaps, who are not playing do not show up on the property today. Beercats has said he is going to show up, even though he's not playing, eat a donut, and stare at Iggy and challenge him to do anything about it.
Oh.
Beercat says, sweet lies, Iggy. There's no chance people were just all over the beach peeing on each other. You're so nervous about today. You're just making up terrible stories now. That is from Beercat.
Well, first of all, you've never been to Bermuda, I'm sure. You don't know what happened down there. What am I nervous about?
I've met Beercat and his wife. Up? Am I right? He's married, right? Nice couple.
Leave that alone.
This gets sour? Oh, whoa. We want more. There's something here. Can I get in the underbelly of this? Tim, no. You know about this, right?
I do, and therefore that is why I am moving on to, hey, Lisa, two-parter, Kirby Smart or Eli Drinkwitz. This seems like it came from the Plowhawk. Also, I'll be there tomorrow, and Doug has expressed interest in showing me that tramp stamp he got that says Talty's Tunnel over near the Pissin' Tree.
I was drunk.
Should I accept this offer? I'd rather just eat donuts and play golf. That's from Alan. He's in Dadeville.
Okay.
Alan, you accept all offers from Doug.
Amen.
Okay, that's just how you get
especially
an offer,
at the Pissin' Tree.
That's on what? I was going to be there. What hole is that?
Five?
Five is where the storied pissing tree is.
That's right. Oh,
it was in the video.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh,
we talked about
it. I did not know this.
Yeah, there is a
pissing tree. I don't think there really
there's
is.
There's a tree where everybody goes where there's jellyfish down there.
There's not jellyfish here.
Now, today, and we miss Jay. Jay a little under the weather, but
yeah,
we miss Jay.
Yeah, it sucks that Jay is not here. It sucks.
He looked forward to this for
and
so
Jay
long
is heartbroken that he will not be here. We are heartbroken that Jay is not here.
It's not the same without Jay.
It really is. I really,
I
feel, I know he is.
We should FaceTime with him from the course later.
That might not be a bad idea,
let's
actually.
FaceTime
that's what
with
we should,
we'll
that's
get,
a great idea.
We'll get Buck to shoot photos. It'll be like a little virtual
that
thing.
Was a great idea.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Now, today I'm with Learn, but tomorrow I will be on your cart. I'll be taking Jay's place tomorrow on your cart.
Okay.
Today I think it's you and Alvin Mack.
That's right. Big Alvin Mack taking care of me for the past however many years.
Alvin Mack's the best in the business.
You know, the
Alvin
best
Mack
the
is
the
best in the business. He loves the U.
Make sure you're safe. Picks you up at the airport. Make sure you need everything you ask for. He's the best.
Doug, Scott's wrinkled ball sack's wife just sent in a text. She was there last night.
Yeah, I saw her.
Tim, the suggestion of the jackhammer to finish off the night was a perfect way to end the evening. Holes were owned.
Oh.
Loved talking to Lisa Ann as well. And then a kissing emoji. That's from Scott's wrinkled ball sack's wife.
That's from the wife?
Yep.
Can you read that again?
Sure. I had to have you inside.
That's not her. That's Hoffman.
I want to hear that again now that I know it's her.
No problem. Tim, the suggestion of the jackhammer to finish off the night was a perfect way to end the evening. Holes were owned. Love talking to Lisa Ann as well. That's from Scott's wrinkled ball sack's wife.
Oh, thank you.
What was the jackhammer?
Well, I was talking to the Balsack family in the parking lot following the wonderful event at Maggie O'Brien's in Sunset Hills, and she said she had a craving, and the craving was for some ice cream.
Oh.
And I said, we have a frozen custard place in downtown Kirkwood about 2 miles to the north.
Andy's?
That's right.
Yeah.
And I sent them there, and then Mr. Nipples came by and said, I love the James Brownie jackhammer. And I said, get yourself a jackhammer. And that's what happened.
Okay.
So you're not as happy with that story now, are you, Iggy?
No, I'm still going to use it the other way, but...
You are going to use this text.
What are you talking about?
I had to read it again just to make sure it was her.
Well, there's some emotions flowing.
I know. There's a lot going on here.
The last two messages, I really feel that, you know, these couple of years of me not being here in person, a little bit out of sync.
Yeah. It's
there
a
was
soap opera.
A couple
opera.
That was so... Everything was so great last time. I remember meeting them.
Right.
Now there's something that's making you... Have you worked through it? Do you want to work through it with us?
Yeah, what do you got going on?
As far as what?
Beercats.
Beercats' wife.
Oh, no, Look, Hubbard said the more the merrier, so I'm saying come on out. Eat some donuts. Don't pay.
That's got nothing to do with his wife.
I'm staying away from that.
But
you
are
if you don't mind.
Openly cucking.
If you don't mind.
And swinging.
Me?
I mean, the last girl the one that threw up in your kitchen, right?
Oh, Lisa Ann is playing the hits.
We're done talking about
she is
that,
playing the hits. Did you know there are so many embargoed topics?
I've got so many people blocked. I get on the fan page and I see a post that has 40 comments. I get on there, I see two. I've got so many.
Do you do a lot of blocking, Lisa Ann? How do you handle? I assume you have to block like crazy.
It's a block party every morning. I decide, first thing I do before I even like anything or respond to anybody, because again, the third world countries, they're working at night while I'm sleeping. So then I go in, I'm like, does this person get muted? Are they blocked? Like, what's the deal? I clean the streets for like 30 minutes, and then I engage. A lot of blocking. Yeah. But you know what? People like Frank just think something happened to their Twitter, and they just start a new account, and they come at you with the same creepy comments.
Oh, I lost my Twitter account again. I guess I better get another one. So
why can't I have time alone with you? When you come into town, why can't I see you? I'm like doing stuff, buddy. I'm not coming here for you. I'm coming here because I have a gig. I'm doing a thing.
I'm surprised you'd even respond at all.
Well, that's my mental response. I just block them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Blocking. So you support
that's
that.
That's me mentally cussing them out because I can't believe that people can't do the math and say, if she has, you know, let's say I have 10 million followers when you add up all of my platforms. How many of these people really think I have the time or the desire for the one-on-one interaction? And when I'm coming into a town, you know how many people hit me up? Oh, do you think we can get dinner? Do you think we can get lunch?
No way. Really?
Even people that you think are cool still think it's about them. And it's like, okay, wait a minute.
So they shoot their shot.
I'm the backboard. I am an all day long backboard. Everyone feels the need to shoot their shot. Oh,
hey, Lisa, and happy birthday. My 50th is Saturday, and my wife is taking me on a surprise trip today to somewhere on the beach. Now, sex on the sand, yay or nay? And also, can you tell me your favorite position? Thanks. That's from the Veiled Prophet. The Veiled Prophet has sent in text.
Got a little creepy.
Let's go to the important one, the favorite position. It really depends on the workbench. Like, you know, I know most people are thinking of a bed, but I'm thinking kitchen counter, doorway, island, office, desk, rock.
Water machine.
Rock.
Yes.
What kind of rock?
Oh, you know, a nice rock on a hill.
Marble slab.
A view.
This golf course is known as the Rock.
Yeah. You love to go to Columbia.
That brings me to the beach question. Yeah. You can do the beach thing, but you must be very careful that you never lay down. So I would say that would be good for a doggy, right?
Yeah.
Or maybe a standing position.
No.
But do not let your sticky parts
Get
close
jellyfish.
To the sand.
Yeah. You won't get it out.
You is that right?
Well, the female won't get it out. It'll take forever. Now, I'll tie in beach and rock.
There you go. You found a rock on a beach.
There was.
Winning.
I know I always go back to Bermuda, but when it's the best 5 years of my life, I just have a tendency to go back there. But Horseshoe Bay, where we all went, there's a big rock, probably about 100 yards out in the ocean, but it's only up to, like, your waist.
Oh, it's perfect.
You meet a girl, whether the parents, you know, pawned her off on you or not.
Oh.
Parents are involved?
That would be my
daughters
is what happened.
That would be my go-to place for romance because you got a full moon coming down over the ocean. You walk out to that rock.
What happens with high tide?
Nice question.
Well, high tide usually in the morning.
No.
Is that right?
I also like the rock.
Good question nonetheless, Bob. You're red hot still.
I also like the rock because you can rinse off.
Oh, yeah.
You get to rinse off right away. You know, fresh start.
You just hop right in the water and
yeah,
you're done.
Yeah, good to go.
Well, the police are making their way to the Dotem. All right, we are at the top of the hour. It's 9:05. We'll close out our Appliance Discounters 8 o'clock hour. Appliance Discounters, your hometown appliance source featuring major brands like GE, a wonderful sponsor here of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. It's great to have them on board the show now that we are at 105.7 HD2 FM, TMASTL.com, and YouTube.com/TMASTL. You won't wait weeks at Appliance Discounters. They have an 80,000 square foot warehouse filled with GE appliances along with other brands. You can't wait weeks when your refrigerator, washer, or dryer goes out. So make sure you're shopping at theappliancediscounters.com. All right, we will take a commercial break. Come back with our Maggie O'Brien's 9 o'clock hour and our Design Air Heating and Cooling email today. This is the Ryan Kelly Morning After live from Michelob Ultra's presentation of the 2022 Dotem.